所以我今天跟大家思想一个关于生死的一个题目。
So this afternoon, I would like to share with you a topic concerning death and life.
我们很多时候我们会欢迎生，但是会拒绝死。
So many times we welcome life, but we reject death.
但是虽然死不是上帝创造的东西。
So even though death is not the will of God at the beginning,
但是在我们的生命人生里面，死跟生是不单存在，不单是很真实的。
But in our daily life, and we realize that death and life is the reality of our earthly life.
他们不单存在。
Not only they both exist.
而且他们是彼此互动的，让我们的生命更加的有力量。
And actually, death and life are interactive to cause our life to be abundant.
假如我们明白了这一点呢，我们就不会拒绝我们不断拒绝的那种死亡。
So once we understand the relationship between death and life, and death is not so horrible at all.
虽然我们不一定欢迎它。
So even though we are not welcome death,
但假如我们明白的话
，But if we understand them,
我们愿意让这个死亡跟生命能够结合在一起，而产生更大的一种能量。
Then we will, use the inevitable, death to work with the life, so that our life become more abundant.
因为死跟生的活这个互动之间，却能真的能够在我们的生命中产生更大的能量。
Because the interaction between death and life will produce dynamics in our life.
而且有更美好的成果。
And even more beautiful fruitfulness.
这个是不难明白的。
So this is very difficult to understand.
在一般人的心里面都有一个观念。
So because it is a common perception in people's mind.
大家都听过，置于死地而后生。
So have you heard about a Chinese proverb? You have been put into the pond of death in order to live.
这个不是圣经的真理。
So even though this is not a quotation from the Bible,
但是却是我们人生的经验。
But this is our experience in our life.
置于死地而后生。
So when we are forced to put into the pond of death, then we discover the beauty of life.
死能够帮助我们有更美的生。
Because the death can produce a more beautiful life.
这不单是一个经验。
So this is more than just an experience.
其实也是一个大自然的现象。
And it's also a natural law.
主耶稣曾经用了一粒麦子这个比喻来说明这件事情。
And Jesus used a grain of wheat to demonstrate this truth.
他说一粒麦子假如不落在地里死了，它仍旧是一粒。
Unless a grain of wheat fall into the ground and die, it remains a grain.
但是假如他愿意落在地里死了，
But if it want to willing to die on the ground,
然后就结出许多的籽粒来，
Then many many grains will be produced.
这种生命的能量是不断的延续的，无没有止境的一种延续。
So this is an endless power of the life.
但是是借着死了才生出许多的子粒来。
But the result was produced through the process of death.
是不是这个不难明白的
？So it's not that difficult to understand, right?
都是我们所能够看到。
So
is
something that we can perceive in our daily life.
但是今天我跟大家思想的一段圣经。
But this afternoon we are going to ponder upon a passage.
它包含了我刚才所讲的这个真理。
So it encompasses the truth that I just mentioned.
而且有更深的一种能够成为我们生命祝福的一个真理。
And even so, it produces a very profound truth concerning our life. And let's read the scripture of God.
这个是哥林多后书第四章。
So let's turn your Bible to the Second Corinthians.
我们先来看十到十二节。
Chapter 4, and we are going to ponder at 6 to 12, but let us start out with 10.
我们先来看第十节。
Verse 10, Second Corinthians chapter 4.
我 读给你们听啊。这个第十节，身上，常带着耶稣的死，使耶稣的生也显明在我们身上。
We always carry around in our body the death of Jesus,
是不是啊？
so that the life of Jesus may also be revealed in our body.
很清楚，我们带着耶稣的死。
Quite clear, it talks about we carry around in our body the death of Jesus.
就是耶稣的生也显明在我们的身上。
In order that the life of Jesus may also be revealed in our body.
十一节是一个解释。
So, verse 11 is an explanation.
他说，因为我们这活着的人是常为耶稣被交在交于死地，使耶稣的生也在我们这必死的身上显明出来。
Verse 11, For we who are alive are always being given over to death for Jesus' sake, so that his life may also be revealed in our mortal body.
然后这样看来，死是在我们身上发动，生却在你们身上发动。
So then, death is at work in us, but life is at work in you.
这里有几个不同的意思的。
So there are several meanings we can derive from these three verses.
不是一下子所以能够理解。
So it cannot be understood instantly.
但是呢，我希望我尽我所能的帮助大家明白这段。
So, but I try my best.To lead you into truth, to understand what the Bible really wants to say.
简单来说，跟我上面所讲的一样的。
So actually, it's a succinct summary of what I just mentioned.
死有它一定的作用。
Death has a function.
在我们的生命中产生活力，产生成果。
In our life, it produces fruit and it produces dynamics.
我们先来思想有一句话。
So let's first pay attention to one phrase.
在第十节。
It is in verse 10.
身上常带着耶稣的死。
It talks about carrying around in our body the death of Jesus.
这里不是说我们的死。
And it doesn't talk about our death.
他鼓励我们带着耶稣的死。
And the Bible encourages us to carry around the death of Jesus.
那个意思是什么呢？
So what does it mean?
那的意思就像在我们身上就看到耶稣的死。
And that means people will see the death of Jesus in our body.
我带着这条领带，然后你就看到这条领带。
So when I wear this tie, and then you see it.
让人在我们身上来看见耶稣的死。
And so that the death of Jesus become visible to other people, to the observers.
这个很重要的。
And this is very important.
当我们愿意这样做的时候。
So when I'm so willing to do this way.
我们不单带着耶稣的死。
Not only we carry the death of Jesus.
我们也同时让耶稣的生也显明在我们的身上。
And in the same time, the life of Jesus will be revealed through us.
可能讲到这里了，大家还不太明白。
So,If I just stop there, you may have some skepticism.
什么叫耶稣的死呢？
So what does it mean by the death of Jesus?
简单来说，
So simply speaking,
死就是一种放弃，一种舍去自己的生的权利的那样的情况。
So death is to give up or forsake the privilege, of life.
我本来有一个主权来支配使用我的生命。
In the beginning, I have the privilege to control my life and to sway my life in a certain way.
这是我的生命。
Because this is my life.
我可以自由的使用。
I can have my free will to use it whatever I want.
这是我的生命。
Because this is my life.
我有权利来做任何的事情。
I have the power and privilege to use it.
但是耶稣的死是什么意思呢？
But what does it mean by Jesus' death?
耶稣的死就是我放弃了这种的主权。
But Jesus' death means Jesus willing to forsake his privilege.
这就是他的死。
So this is the death of Jesus.
他这个圣经都常说，耶稣在那个圣餐的时候，他不是这样说吗？这是我的身体，为你们舍的。
Do you remember at the Lord's table, Jesus said, "This is my body, which is for you."
这是耶稣的死。
This is the death of Jesus.
然后耶稣有权来申辩证明他自己是没有罪的。
And Jesus had the privilege and right to vindicate himself that he is sinless.
那当他在十字架上的时候，
So when he was hung on the cross,
他死在哪里？
So he was actually there.
他放弃了自己的生命。
And then he died there and give up his own life.
啊，我们呢常常都认为呢，啊，我们假如都愿意放弃我们的生命了，我们就会得到人的尊重。
So many times we think that if I'm willing to forsake my life, and people will respect us more.
我们都有这种想法。
So is this what we think sometimes?
但是耶稣并没有得到尊重。
But Jesus did not earn respect by dying.
耶稣为人死在十字架上的时候。
And Jesus died on the cross for the sake of mankind.
当时在十字架的下面就有人不断地跟他说。
So under the cross, there many people insult him.
你救了别人，你不能够救自己。
So you said you can save other people. How come you cannot save yourself?
言下之意就是你是假的。
So actually, the hidden meaning is you are not the real Messiah.
你假如是上帝的儿子，你就下来，你证明你是上帝的儿子。
So if you are really the Son of God, then jump down from the cross to prove that you are the Son of God.
那些人都在。这样来要他证明他是上帝的儿子。
So these people hurl insult upon him.
但是耶稣有没有证明自己呢？
But Jesus, did he really prove himself at that moment? No.
他还是死在十字架。
And he willing to give up his life on the cross.
他有能力来证明自己。
And he has the power to prove himself.
但是他在证明自己这件事情上已经死了。
But on this act of proving, and it put that to death.
因为他来不是为了证明自己。
Because the purpose of Jesus coming to this earth is not to prove.
他来的目的就是死在十字架上，成为人类的救赎。
As a matter of fact, his purpose, very purpose of being a human, is to die in order to achieve the salvation.
所以他放弃了证明自己。
So therefore, Jesus gave up the right to prove himself to be the Son of God.
这个跟人的想法真的。
So this is very contrast to the human thinking.
我们的想法就是我们先证明自己，然后我再死在十字架
上。So our way of doing things is, okay, I prove myself first and then I die.
但是他放弃了。
But Jesus gave up.
因为他来的目的就是成就。
Because this is not his purpose. His purpose is to die.
然后他不单不证明自己。
So Jesus not only did he prove himself.
在十字架上。他甚至放弃了自己的尊严。
So he even gave up his dignity on the cross.
他死在羞辱的十字架上。
And he died in a very shameful way on the cross.
这是耶稣的死。
So this is what Jesus' death all about.
这就是他形容的他自己像一粒麦子落在地里死了。
It's a realization of how he said that a grain should fall into the ground and die and produce many grains.
然后就成就了今天的救恩。
And therefore, the salvation is therefore accomplished.
历世历代的人都可以因为十字架的救恩，因为他的死而得生命。
Because the death of Jesus, generation after generation, people receive salvation because of his death.
你有没有想过，假如一个人已经去到一个死的地步了
？So have you thought about this? When a person is at the verge of dying,
他有什么不可以舍去的呢
？So what else can he not give up.
假如他不受制于那一种死亡，他就没有什么可以计较他了。
So if he really look lighted upon death and nothing can bother him anymore,
他就可以完全的自由了。
So as a result, he gains the absolute freedom.
今天很多人活得不够自由，是因为他们根本没有注意到把自己放在这种舍己的那种生活当
中。 So many times we don't feel the freedom that we should enjoy. It's because the lack of the spirit of sacrifice.
其实保罗讲这段圣经之前呢，他前面就讲了那一种的活，那种的生活的活力，不受计较的那种情况。
So actually, before this verse, Paul already spent a lengthy passage to talk about a true freedom, not to be constrained by death.
我们来看第七节。
And let's go back to verse 7.
我们有这宝贝放在瓦器里，要显明这莫大的能力是出于神，不是出于我们。
The scripture says, verse 7.But we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that this all-surpassing power is from God and not from us.
这个宝贝是什么呢?
So what is this treasure the Bible talk about?
有人说是耶稣。
Many people said the treasure symbolized Jesus. Well, there's nothing wrong with that.
但不完全。
But it's not complete.
他是讲耶稣的死。
And actually, this treasure pointed to the death of Jesus.
耶稣的死就产生了莫大的能力。
And because the death of Christ, it produced all-surpassing power.
我觉得这个是很重要的。
And I think this is very important.
假如我们有一个死的决心的话，
So if we have this kind of true understanding about death,
然后呢，保罗就说第八节。
And then we go to move to verse 8.
那第八节开始呢，提到有四种的状态。
So we talk about four terrible conditions.
都是我们人生里面很需要的。
And this condition is inevitable in our life.
那第一个地方呢，我们先注意。
Verse 8, let's pay attention.
我们四面受敌，却不被困住。
We are hard pressed on every side, but not crushed.
啊，这个真是很重要啊。
So, don't you think it's important?
世界上有很多东西在困住我们。
So many times are hard pressed upon our life.
我们不能够突破的。
And there's no way for us to escape.
但是呢，他这里说我们四面受敌。
But the Bible says, even though we are hard pressed on every side,
不被困住。
But not be crushed.
不被困住就自由了。
So, if you are not be crushed, then you have the true freedom.
意思就是说，当我们带着耶稣的死。
So, what it means is, if we carry around in our body the death of Jesus,
学习他的那种死的榜样。
And learn from him the sacrificial spirit.
我们就自由了。
Then we become a free person.
不被困住。
And we should not be hard pressed on every side.
大家有没有一种曾经被困住的经验？
Have you such experience as being hard pressed on every side?
有什么东西会困住我们呢？
And anything that can hard press you?
当然人生里面有很多东西在困住。
So actually in our life we can think of many many times
让我们一直在那种受困不能够突破的情况。
So that we are so constrained in this terrible situation without gaining any freedom.
最困住我们的常常是人的言语，人的话语。
So many times that bother us the most is the words from the mouth.
你不要小看人的讲话。
So do not take it lightly about what people talk about you.
这是会彼此影响的。
So it will be influenced mutually.
一句话会传染的。
And then it will be a contagious.
会产生很大的能量的。
It will produce a lot of energy.
我有一个经验。
So I myself have an experience.
那是讲起来是很久以前的事。
So it happened to be a long, long time ago.
不过那个 经验很深刻。
But it's so profound that it impressed in my memory.
这个经验影响到今天。
So that experience even affect to this very day.
我记得那个时候大概是1982年吧。
So I think it's about 1992.
那个时候我刚刚开始了加拿大的分会，开始了Los Angeles 的分会。
So at that year, I started the ministry in Canada and followed by the establishment of a ministry in Los Angeles.
那发展了分会的同工们当然是很辛苦了。
So when the ministry is expanded, then our co-worker will work even harder.
我也很辛苦啊。
And then myself is also working
harder. 没有一种生活有价值的生活，不辛苦的。
And as a matter of fact, there's no viable and life and without going through hardship.
然后呢，我要发展三藩市，就是北加州的分会的时候。
And then when I try to expand my ministry to the Northern California in San Francisco,
就开始有一些声音出来了。
So I begin to hear many criticisms.
大概有一位同工就跟我的董事这个来 complain.
So maybe one of the co-worker complained to my upper management associate.
这个很麻烦的事情。
So this is very serious.
他不跟我讲，他是越过跟董事讲。
So he did not talk to me.
他说
but it go over my head.
发展得太快了。
To the CEO and said his complaint was your ministry expanded too fast and we are not able to endure.
这个本来是很正常的。
So, and to be honest, this is normal.
但是不晓得为什么呢，这种言语一出去。
So, but I don't know for what reason when this kind of rumor spreading out.
这个人呢，没有有足够的智慧去处理这些事情。
So, if we don't have the enough wisdom to deal with the situation.
然后那位董事呢，又再多找一位董事来在一起来跟我讲话。
And then the upper management member find another upper management member, and they together to come to me and told me this.
常常都是这样的。
So many times people are.
因为大概他觉得一个人不够力量。
So many people are grouped together in order to strengthen.
多找一个人比较好一点。
There is a position, and then they thought that more people to talk about this thing, and Pastor Low may be convinced.
有时候不但是多找一个，可以多找一群。
Sometimes they find a group of people against the leader.
在教会里面千万不要这样做。
So in church, please do not do this kind of thing.
那想不到了一句小小的怨言，却产生一个很大的危机。
So can you think about just a small rumor can produce a big dark storm?
然后呢，就慢慢慢就就产生有董事要辞职了。
So later on, we see people, co-workers, one after another to resign from their positions.
这里就看到那个危机了。
So now you can see the crisis.
那然后呢，幸亏上帝给我有智慧来处理这个事。
But I thank God because God gave me the wisdom to deal with this terrible situation.
然后我就跟他们跟董事来讨论。
So and then I gently,
好，没关系，我们不发展。
And I said, okay, we just expand the ministry.
但是我要问的，什么时间、什么情况之下可以发展？
And then I asked the question, under what condition, under what time can this ministry should be expanded?
然后呢，就慢慢慢慢要重整这样的一个团队了。
And then first of all, the rumor become contained, and we regroup and deal with the situation.
其实在当时我只有两个选择。
So at that moment, I have only two choices.
一个就是真的不发展。
The first choice is very simple.
一个就是不管，我就继续向前。
And the other one is I ignore other people's opinion. I just go my way.
感谢主那天，那是保守了我们。
But I thank God that He preserved me.
我要讲的就是怨言，很多时候会成为一种的拦阻，一种的困阻。
So the point I try to make is some little rumor can produce something that will hard press you on every side.
我在想，假如那天我算了，我算了，反正那么辛苦，我也很辛苦，我们就停在那里。
As I look back, I just imagine if on that day I just give up and saying, "Okay, so I just stop right here."
那我就被困住了。
My ministry, and if that's the case, I was really hard pressed.
就没有今天的角声的发展。
And then the history will be written totally completely.
我后来我们从三藩市，然后的除了加拿大哈，还有Houston， 还有 Dallas， 还有每一个大城市，还有香港，还有英国，还有欧洲，还有澳洲，还有中国孤儿院，都是一种突破所产生出来一个局面。
So if I look back, all the ministry in all the places, all over the world, is really is really the way to meet the challenge, and then we just go beyond the ceiling.
在当时，我对那些董事说。假如要辞职的话，不是你们辞职，应该是我辞职才对啊。
So I talked to the board member, said if you want to resign, actually it's not you.
是不是啊
？I should resign.
我虽然是创办人，但是我是请回来的。
And even though I am the founder of this ministry, but I am still an employee.
董事是来监管我的。
So the board is to supervise.
所以应该是我辞职才对。
So actually, it is more fitting for me to resign, not you.
不，我宁愿停下来，我宁愿不发展。
So
在那个时候
，at that moment, probably I would rather stop expanding and then and just stop right there.
然后慢慢当然要收慢脚步了哈。
So of course, their advice is not without effect. I just slow down.
不，我要讲的就是要小心我们的言语。
So the really point I try to make is we have to be careful about what we speak.
也要小心被人的言语所困住。
And also be aware of not being constrained by other people's saying.
除了怨言之后了，批评也很重要。
So complain is one thing, criticism is another.
不要随便批评。
Do not easily.Criticize your
很多时候人很多人就是因为人的批评就停下来不愿意去进
去。So many times people's advancement is stopped due to other people's criticism.
就被困住了。有没有
？That way, and you are really hard pressed.
本来你有雄心大志要为教会、为团契、为去好好发展的。
Maybe you have the aspiration.And the desire to expand the kingdom of God.
但是教会里面有些比较胆小的人。
But there's some timid members of the church.
或者是有些曾经有过痛苦经历的人，他们觉得这个不可能，这个有问题的。
Or maybe someone have the experience of previous failure, and then they said this is not possible.
啊，然后就告诉你不可能。
And he told me, don't do it. It's not possible.
你就很难向前。
So.As a leader, you will be very difficult to move forward.
我也是很远的事情啊，不过呢，我也回想起来了，我也觉得幸亏我没有被困住。
So these are the things happened long since gone, but as I look back, and I was not hard pressed by those episodes.
我记得刚刚开始脚声的时候
，I still remember when I first started the 脚声CCHC ministry.
那是更远了，1982年的时候。
So this is aFar long ago, in 1982, at that moment, I was only in my 30s.
然后我就很谦卑的去把我的计划、把我的想法、目标来跟一些资深的牧师来分享。
So I told some senior pastors and church leaders to share with them my plan and my aspiration and.My ministry.
但真的想不到，我去到一位牧师面前请教他的时候。
So, to my unexpectation, and went to a senior pastor.
我想他是为我好的。
So, there's no doubt that what he say is for my own good.
不过呢，他的话让我真的很受伤害。
But what he had spoken to me hurt me deeply.
他说。你不要好高骛远啊！
So don't think yourself higher than you actually are.
哇，我的圣经叫我要开阔我的境界嘛。
So did the Bible teach me to expand my territory?
圣经教导要传福音给万民嘛。
Did the Bible teach me to spread the gospel to all the people and to the end of the world?
那我明明是遵从圣经的教导啊。
And actually, I'm follow the teaching of the Great Commission.
因为为什么你会说我好高貌远？
And why?
不远吗？
Why this pastor discouraged me and saying that I am thinking myself higher than I should be?
所以呢，现在那些年轻人来找我谈话，我绝对不敢讲这些话。
So now, when the young people come to consult me, I would never.
虽然很多时候我觉得有些困难。
Even though I facing some difficulties.
你只要鼓励，鼓励。
And encouragement, encouragement, encouragement.
幸亏那个时候我没有被这个批评来困住。
So, luckily, I mean, thankfully, and at that moment, I was not constrained by those hard-pressed.Words.
我不晓得我为什么可以这样过得去啊。
So I don't know, how I walk this journey.
也许是我愿真的从心里面愿意来遵从耶稣基督的吩咐。
And perhaps it is due to my, heartfelt willingness to follow the commandment of Jesus.
里面有一个更大的一个负担。
Because we have a deeper burden in my heart.
里面有个更大的顺服。
So within me, there's a larger, a greater, obedience.
里面有个更深刻的对耶稣基督的死的了解认识。
So maybe my inner person have a profound understanding of the meaning of the death of Jesus.
然后你不被困住。
And because of that.I'm not hot pressed by those.
我不晓得今天你们有没有这种被困住的情况。
So I don't know your situation. Do you have some in your life something that constrains you?
有时候不单是言语的，不单是人的言语的。
And sometimes may not be the speech of other people.
有时候是一种的情感的生活。
Or maybe it's a emotional thing.
有时候是自己的害怕。
Or maybe our timidity.
有时候是灰心等等。
Or maybe our discouragement.
但是假如你了解耶稣基督的死，
But unless you know the death of Jesus Christ,
有耶稣基督的生命在我们里头，
then the life of Jesus, the resurrected life, will be in you.
我们就有力量来不被困住。
Then we are enabled and have the strength to be not hard pressed.
那下面呢？
And then it continues.
他说，心里作难。却不致失望。
And it says we are perplexed, but not in despair.
什么叫作难呢？
And what does it mean by perplexed in our heart?
就是困扰。
That is something that bother you.
我们的知识很有限。
Because our knowledge is finite.
我们的理解能力很有限。
And our comprehension is also limited.
是对世界的事情呢，我们不一定完全了解。
So we cannot exhaustively understand the things that happened in this world.
其实对世界的事情不了解，对于我们来说还不构成困惑。
So actually, our inability to fully understand the things that happen in the world cannot constitute the perplexion.
是当我们有信心的时候。
It is when we have faith.
当我们愿意遵循神的道的时候。
When we have the willingness to follow the will of God.
却发现带来的结果却让我们的生命我们的人生受到影响受到打击。
But by doing this, it brings about destruction in our mind.
那就困惑了。
That is the perplexion.
明白吗？
Do you understand?
假如我是一个坏人。
Now, just for instance, I'm a...Bad person.
我就说 假如我是一个不追求属灵生命的人
And I'm the one who lack of the zeal to pursue the spiritual things.
一个马马虎虎的基督徒
So I'm just an ordinary Christian.
那些对我人生的亏损
没关系，反正我认为我不好，有这个亏损是应该的。
So even I lost something, and then I don't think it's too terrible because you ought to be.
Yeah, 因为我不好。
Because I'm not good enough.
那最让我为困惑的是什么呢？
But things that really perplex us is.
就是当我们很愿意好的时候。
When we try our best and willing to do good.
但是带来的结果却是不好的时候。
The result.To be disappointing.
我们就困惑了。
Then we are perplexed.
我们就失望了。
And then we lost the hope.
有没有这种情况？
Do you have this kind of situation?
但是假如我们带着耶稣的死，
But if we carry around in our body the death of Jesus,
耶稣怎么样来放弃他的主权？
And then observe how Jesus gave up his
privilege, 放弃他的生命。
The cultural revolution, many God's servants was imprisoned. In China,
因为他们的信仰的缘故，因为他们敬虔的缘故
，of their faith, for the sake of their piety,
他被逼害了
，and he was, they were persecuted.
很多人那个时候就问上帝你在哪里
？So many people shout out,
上帝你在哪里
？Where are you?
为什么会这样
？Why this thing happened to your servant?
但那些传道人没有
，but this God's.Faithful servant,
有些人关了十年，也是关了二十年。
Did not say anything, but quietly, and receive God's lot in his life.
有时候我们觉得最被尊重的、最受的我们尊重的，就是那个经历过苦难的人，仍然出来站立得稳的那些。
So the people we honor and respect the most are those who underway.A very severe test and still stand firm.
什么叫不被丢弃呢？
So what does it mean by not abandoned?
这个感觉上我不被丢，我不是被丢弃。
So it is a mindset that even though you treat this way, but I'm not abandoned.
的意思说，就算我现在一个人在监狱里面
andIs a way of saying that even though I am in prison,
我不会觉得我被丢弃
So I do not feel that I'm abandoned.
这是一种力量
So this is an inner strength.
很多人在苦难中总会想，哦，是不是我不好呢？
So many times in their suffering, they question themselves whether this is due to.
所以上帝丢弃我了
Not being good. This is why God forsaken me.
但是这些人那个。带着耶稣的死的人，他不有这种感觉。
But those who carry the death of Jesus in their life would not have this kind of feeling.
有没有听过保罗讲一句话
？Have you heard about what Paul has said in the Bible?
凡立志敬虔度日的
，For those who resolve to live a life of piety.
那下一句是什么
？What does it say?
都要受逼迫
，will endure suffering。
就是说，保罗，所以他的人生里面，在各种的逼迫里面，他都能够经过，是因为他已经预算在他的人生里面。
So this is why Paul can endure all the suffering because he already pre-calculate these occasions in their life.
我们广东话有句说预咗了，已经预咗了。
So in Cantonese, they're saying that this is predestined. Okay, your fate just go this way.
所以当这些逼迫来到，也算不得什么，是预咗了。
So when you have this kind of mindset, and when the persecution actually has come, then you said, "Oh, I already know that."
你也知道吗？能够经历困难，仍然向前，没有被丢弃的感觉，这是生命的一种力量。
So you know that if you suffer a lot and still have the resolution to go forward without abandon yourself, this is the strength of the life.
这里说打倒了不致死亡。
And then the Bible says, struck down but not destroyed.
这个 一步一步来的困惑逼迫打倒了
So you see this calamity is progressive
就是好像就完全失败了
So it marching seemingly to the way of total failure.
有没有试过完全失败？
Have you experienced a total failure in your life?
讲这句话的保罗，他经历过。
So, the one who made this statement, Paul, had experienced this.
他是传福音。
His mission is to spread the gospel. This is a good thing.
是被人打。
But he was struck down.
而且打死了。
And then almost to the verge of death.
人家以为他真的死了。
And then people thought, ah, this man already died.
为什么这样说呢？
Why?
他们就把他拖到城外。
So, because the Bible says that people drag him to the outer part of the city.
为什么要拖到城外呢？
Why outside the city?
因为他认为他已经死了。
Because they thought he already died.
所以死了的人要被拖到城外。
So therefore, the body has to be dragged outside and not to be
但圣经说,
the land of living. But the Bible says,
后来他没有死。
And then the Bible says, later on, they discover Paul did not die.
他又起来。
And then he rise up again.
最重要的一个地方呢,
the most important point I try to make,
就是他竟然回到他被打的那个地方去。
And then he went back to the place where he was struck down.
继续传福音。
So this is the spirit of an evangelist.
你知道死亡有两种的。
Do you know that there are two kinds of death?
一种是肉体死的。
And the first kind is your physical death.
一种是心死的。
And then another one is the spiritual death.
很多人在保罗这种情况之下。
So many people, if they were in the situation of Paul,
被打倒了。
So they were struck down.
很痛苦。
And very, very painful.
不错，他活过来了。
So yes, he come arise again.
不过很多时候就算了。
But many times they spiritually gave up.
这个世界没有得救了。
So this world is hopeless.
人的心太硬了。
And the people's heart is too hard.
我能力太小了。
So I am too weak to handle this.
我做不到。
And I'm unable to achieve the thing God wanted me to do.
好了，再起来。
And then, even though you rise again,
就改变了一个生活了。
And then his life philosophy changed.
什么都不做了。
Different lifestyle, and by not doing anything anymore.
有没有看到这些情
况？ Have you seen this kind of people?
有很多情况都是这样。
So many many circumstances cause us to fall into such a sadly situation.
所以，当保罗仍然沿着那条原路，再回到他被打的那个地方。
But Paul's difference, he walked the same way back to the city to the place where he was struck down.
他是真正的没有死亡。
So this, I call him, he never died.
听说在911的时候。
So I heard the story.In 1991,
有一个太太
September 11,
有一个太太
and they talk about a housewife.
她的丈夫本来要坐一个飞机要去到 San Francisco 那个地方的。
And then she talked of the story that her husband originally planned to take the airplane to fly to San Francisco.
但很可惜这个丈夫就在那个事件中死去了。
And then she testified that her husband died on that airplane.
然后那个太太
And then the housewife said,
她做了一件事情
And he did one thing.
她要克服她的恐惧
And he wanted to overcome her own fear.
她克服她的那种悲哀
And to triumph over her sadness.
她要坐同一班的飞机
So...She decided to
走同样一条路去 San
Francisco. To ride on the same airplane of the same flight number and follow and trace the journey back to San Francisco.
我觉得这是个真正的活。
And then I think this is a real living spirit.
真正的一种生命的力量。
It's a real strength of life.
这个整个的情况的发生
，so all the situation that come about
不被困住
，and was not able to constrain her
不致失望
，and would not be able to discourage her
不被丢弃
，and she do not feel the sense of abandonment.
不致死亡。
And she do not feel that he.
整个的事情的产生的原因。
So all the reasons why this thing had happened.
是保罗自己有一个很重要的人生的决定。
So it's because Paul, in the first place, have a very important determination.
他作为一个基督徒。
So as a Christian.
他作为一个基督的跟从者。
So as a follower of Christ,
他不但跟从耶稣的如何的生
，So not only he follow how Jesus lived,
他也愿意带着耶稣的死
，But he also willing to carry around his body the death of Jesus.
然后因为这个决定
，Because he makes such a decision,
他反而知道如何的活
，And on the contrast, that he know how to live,
不被困住
，And would not be
不失望
，Would not give up,
不被丢弃。
Would not be feel abandoned,
死不了的
and then unable to put him to death.
这个很重要
This is very important.
然后下面呢
and then verse 10.
我们来看下面有一个地方，最后十一节
Excuse me, verse 11.
因为我们这活着的人是为常为耶稣被交于死地。
For we who are alive are always being given over to death for Jesus' sake.
这个有一句话很重要的。
So it is a very important message here.
我们这些活着的人。
So we talk about we who are alive.
是常为耶稣。
And it talk about are always
被交于死地。
For the sake of Christ being given over to death.
什么是被交于呢?
So what does it mean by being given over to?
被交于死地。
So we are given over to death.
这意思是说我的生活 我愿意被动的被交于死地但是有一个目的就是为耶稣。
So what it really means is even though I passively willing to give up myself to death,And but there's no reason. The reason is for the sake of Christ.
你知道吧？很多时候我们都有人生的目标的。
So you know that our life have meaning and have aim.
我们愿意为耶稣做什么
？So we claim that we are willing to do something for our Lord Jesus.
我们愿意为福音来做什么
？And we are willing to sacrifice ourselves for the sake of the gospel.
我愿意为教会来做什么
？And I'm willing to serve the church wholeheartedly.
我们愿意为那些需要的人做什么
？And then we are going to help those needy.
但很多时候我们是做不到的。
But many times we lack of the strength.
不是说我们没有心。
It's not because we don't have this desire.
去为这些事情。
To do this thing for the sake of Christ.
乃是我们没有一个被交于死的那一个的决心。
And it's really.Traced to the root is because we do not have the aspiration to give ourselves up to death.
因为时间不够，我不多讲啊。
So,
我讲一点点的经验啊。
Because of the limitation of time, I'd like to share with you my experience.
那最近呢，我们角生开拓了这个布鲁伦的一个中心。
So recently, we expand our ministry to Brooklyn area.New York City.
这个是我们三十几年都没有去的地方。
So for 30 more years, we ignore this area.
因为我们觉得这个资源不够，人力不够，什么都不够。
So perhaps due to our limited resources and limited manpower.
最近我们觉得上帝为我们开路。
But lately, God opened up a way for us.
也有一些的呼唤希望我们能够在那边来工作。
And then our co-workers feel there's a calling from God.
当时呢，我就很挣扎。
So I was struggling myself.
但是呢，好像每一件事情都摆在前面前。
But everything's laid bare in front of me.
然后呢，我就决定。
And then I make a very strong decision.
说我本来呢，我在菜鸟汤的时候。我每天从王后区开车到菜鸟汤塞车。这种很辛苦啊，真的每天都塞车去，塞车回来。
So in the past, every day I drive to and fro from Queens area to Manhattan, and this is not an easy thing because of the busy traffic.
所以呢，从2002年开始啦，我的总部搬到 Queens 啦，我就觉得我是脱苦海啦，不用塞车了。
So in 2002, and we opened up our headquarters in
Queens.
In Queens. So I said, oh, I'm relieved because I do not have to fight with the traffic.
哎呀，现在要到 Brooklyn 去了。
And now I opened up a new ministry in Brooklyn.
那我最少每个星期去两三次。
So every time, every week, I have to go there two or three times.
要塞几处啊！这想起来都害怕。
So there's several points of congestions, and just the thought of it and make me frightened.
心里面觉得应该要去。
So my heart said, I ought to do this.
但心里面又觉得，哎呀，很困难。
But on the other hand, I feel this is a very difficult thing.
但大概前几天。
So maybe a few days ago,
我在报纸上看到有同一天看到两个消息。
So I read in the newspaper that two things happened on the same day.
就是两个都是关于家暴的，一个妈妈把那个两岁的孩子都弄死了。
So it's related to domestic violence and happened that two mothers and somehow caused their own
child death. 两件不同的事情。
And this is a separate event.
同一天，这个报纸
刊出来。On the same day.
你会看到那种他们的那没有一个母亲要那么残忍的，就是压力太大了。
So I mean, naturally, no mother will kill their own children, and this thing happened because they endure much pressure.
听说有一个那个妈妈，那个把女儿弄淹死的那个妈妈，她也受过家暴，她自己一个家暴的受害者。
So one of the mother who drowned her own son is because she herself was raised in a family abuse environment.
然后呢，前几天有一个我的同工发一个消息，在布伦也是布伦的地区。有一个家庭，爸爸妈妈都有 cancer 了。
So and a few days ago, there's another news also happened in the Brooklyn, and the parents suffering from cancer.
然后有三个孩子没有人照。
And then they have three children, nobody take care of.
所以这些呢，他看到这些呢，我的心情又好一点，知道我应该去，不但应该去，而且有需要要去。
This tremendous need.I am comforted because I found out I'm really obligated to help these poor families.
感谢上帝让我看到这些消息，让我知道真的有需要。
So I give thanks to God when I read this news and really encourage me to expand my ministry because of the need of the people.
我讲这些想讲明，每要做一件事情你必须后面真有些东西来推动你。
So what I really try to communicate with you is that everything you ought to have some force of self-motivation to cause you to move forward.
所以呢，我是从应该去就进到必须要去。
So I really move from I ought to do that and then to the situation that is necessary for me to do that.
但是最近这两天呢，我又有一个新的看见。
So this recent few days, I have another new perspective.
我看见什么呢
？So what did I learn?
有一种领会吧。
So maybe this is a spiritual perception, if you will.
我觉得这是对我来说是一个机会。
So I felt that this ministry is really God provide me with a certain opportunity.
一个新的机会。
It's a new opportunity.
让我可以有机会看上帝的手从零开始怎么让来预备人预备钱预备机会来发展这个工作。
So I really see the wonderful journey of God on me. So we start everything from zero and then progressively we expand our ministry to meet other people's need.
我相信上帝的手一定会这个工作。
And then I believe the invisible hand of God is moving me to That direction.
不单对我对整个工作
Not only to me, but to all the ministry.
所以我从应该 必须要进到个感恩的一个地步了。
So the three stages is ought to and is necessary to, and then thanksgiving.
因为我有机会看上帝在这个地方将会怎么。
Because God gave me this opportunity to see His hand, how He care about the people in this Brooklyn area.
每一样工作都一定有个推动的力量。
So every ministry must have some kind of motivation.
不过这里讲的是，为耶稣，常为耶稣被教育死是什么意思呢
？But the real question is, what does it really mean by always being given over to death for the sake of Christ?
那个意思是，那个动力是好的。但是不够。
So, what the Bible says is, yes, this motivation or this dynamic or thrust is good, but not enough.
你必须还有一个被教育死的那个决心。
You also, very importantly, must have the determination to be given over to death.
这个也是我对我自己的一个劝勉。
And then this will give me a tremendous encouragement.
我想不到，我三十几岁年轻力壮的时候，上帝叫我去开荒，开始脚生的工作。
So it's unimaginable that when I was young and energetic in the 30s, and God called me to start this ministry.
那本来我已经六十九岁了，明年是七十岁了，是应该是退休的时候。
So I'm 69 years old.And quickly, next January, you will be 70.
那是合法，这个
70.
这是很应该退休了。
So, in a normal situation, I should retire.
但是上帝又让我有一个机会，可以去那边观看他的作为。
But God gave me another opportunity to observe the work of God.
所以对我来说
，So to me.
我是必须要学习一个新的功课。
So I must learn new lessons every day.
可能比三十几年前会有点困难。
So maybe a little bit more difficult than when I was young in my 30s.
但相信主恩够用。
But I believe the grace of God.
当我抱着一个愿意一种好效法耶稣的死，把耶稣的死带在身上的时候。就没有什么太困难。
So long as I am willing to give up myself to death for the sake of Christ, and all these difficulties become nothing.
好，最后我们来看一节。
So lastly, let me focus on one Bible verse.
这样看来，死在我们身上发动，生却在你们身上发动。
It is verse 12. So then, death is at work in us, but life is at work in you.
这个就不单是一种我的生命里头的互动了。
So it goes further than an interaction within my life.
想到发动，你想到什么
？So when we talk about something is at work, what does it mean?
想到你的车子 start 发动。
So the first thing come to your mind is how you start your engine.
那死啊，在我们的生命发动。
So it says that.Death, just like starting a car,
成为我们的力量
and become a certain
一种生的力量
and it's a new kind of energy.
但这里保罗说什么
But the Paul says,
他说不单单我的生命在物动之中更有力量
So not just my own life during this interaction will produce energy within me,
乃是当我的生命被发动的时候
So it says that when my life isAnd step up,
就是死啊，在我生命中发动的时候。
And what he said is death is at work in us, means Paul and his co-workers.
然后生就在你们，就是你们身上发动。
But life is at work in you, all of us.
这个也是很能够明白的。
And this is not hard to understand.
今天我们的生命。
And look at our life.
常常都被那些有美好见证的基督徒影响。
So many times, those good witnesses or brothers and sisters influence us.
他那个死在他们的生命中发动。
So when they see that death is at work in their life,
却影响了我的生命
and
我的人生
affect our life.
我希望我们教会也在这样的种情况中来有动力的来发展。
So it's my hope that this church will have this kind of interaction and as a thrust for us to move forward.
弟兄姐妹试试看。
And try it, you will find out.
跟从这个真理来生活。
So taste, you will enjoy it and follow the truth of God.
愿意带着耶稣的死。
And determine to have the willingness
用这种情况来过我们的人生。
To carry the death of Jesus Christ.
让死来发动我们。
Use Jesus' death as a thrust in my life.
我们自己会更活。更有结果。
And then we'll be more alive.
上帝不会伤害我们的。
And God will not hurt us.
不会的。
Absolutely not.
他只是让我们有这种态度而已。
So what God really wants us is this kind of attitude.
但当我们每一个人都愿意这样做的时候
，But if the whole church, everyone has this kind of attitude.
你可以想象我们整个的教会就在这种互动的情况之下来动起来。
So it's not hard to imagine.During such positive synergism, and the whole church will flourish.
这就是教会跟一个普通的团体的不同的地方。
This is the major difference between the church and the worldly organization.
教会是个生命的团体。
So because we are a living organism,
是跟别的组织不同。
Which is quite different than all the secular organizations.
我们一同低头。
And let us pray.
亲爱的主，真是愿意圣灵继续的在我们的生命中做工。
Dear Jesus, we pray that the Holy Spirit continue to be at work in our heart and our life.
主啊，你加添我们的信心。
Strengthen our faith.
主啊，让我们能够与所听得到调和。
So we can, our life can commensurate with the message that we receive.
主啊，这样的信息听起来虽然有些难。
So this kind of message may be a hard saying to us.
但是我们相信
But we truly believe.
我们的天父
Our Heavenly Father.
当你教导我们
When you instruct us in this
主啊，当你要我们如何来生活的时候
When you tell us how to live.
虽然在困难中
Even though we are in the midst of difficulty.
甚至于好像是绝望之中
Sometimes seemingly we are in a state of hopelessness.
但那个结果都是为了我们的好处。
But the final result is for our spiritual benefit.
所以主啊，求你帮助我们有信心。
Lord, help us that our faith may increase.
来听从你的话。
And to obey your commandment.
也活出你的话。
And then live out the gospel.
随听我们祷告。
May you listen to our pleading.
奉耶稣基督的圣名。
And we pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.